Combine Memorial Day weekend and tomorrow's lifting of pandemic restrictions across the state, and you get a busy start to summer on Cape Cod. As travelers and seasonal residents arrive on the Cape, WBUR's Magdiel Yamata reports businesses are having a hard time hiring staff to serve them.
Drive towards Cape Cod and hiring signs start to pop up as you cross the Sagamore Bridge. Restaurants, hotels, and shops urgently advertised for staff as tourists arrive.
We have had the signs in the window for about 4.5 months now.
That's Zachary Goman, manager of Eastman's Hardware. The store fills 4 storefronts along bustling Main Street in Falmouth. Goman says they've been busier than ever, but they have not been able to hire new employees.
A lot of our college people from last year have moved on into their careers, and we're looking to hire people to replace them, but not receiving any applications at this point.
Woods Hole Market and Provisions has the same predicament. Colleen Parrish manages a popular waterfront store and says they want to open 7 days a week.
Last summer, we could only work 5 days. We didn't have enough help. So our business has been suffering for 2 years now.
Parrish says she plans to branch out this year with bike delivery, breakfast sandwiches, and smoothies to attract more customers, but it depends on who she can hire.
We are looking for some breakfast chefs to increase business, cashiers, and all sorts of positions, ice cream scoopers, smoothie makers.
Falmouth town manager Julian Suso says the town's population triples to 100,000 people in the summer, and that it makes it hard for temporary workers to find a place to live.
It's always been difficult in terms of a number of obstacles for properly housing people and providing accommodations for them so they can come and work and be taken care of during their stay when they're providing service, but now it's particularly daunting.
UMass Dartmouth Professor of Public Policy Michael Goodman notes an ordinary summer usually brings an influx of international workers, but this year is unique.
Immigration restrictions are limiting the labor supply of folks that traditionally fill these jobs on the Cape during the summer.
He says many workers are still reluctant to re-enter the workforce due to safety concerns, and that many are seeking higher-paying jobs.
The labor force is putting upward pressure on wages, and so the bidding wars for available employees and poaching of other folks' as employees are going to be a challenge this summer more than in previous summers.
All this may lead to longer-than-usual waits for scoops of ice cream or at the market. So town manager Julian Suso has a plea.
We're asking people who travel here and visit to be patient, because like everything else, when we're challenged on having proper people to provide service, a little bit of patience goes a long way.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Magdiel Amata.